Do you have ankle arthritis? We're gonna go over the top 10 non-operative things that you can do to address your ankle arthritis. Welcome to Talking with Docs, I'm Dr. Brad Wood.
And I'm Dr. Paul Zalza, and we have a guest today, a foot and ankle specialist, Dr. Danny Arora.
Thanks for having me again, guys. Always
Thanks
a pleasure
for coming back,
being
buddy.
Here.
Awesome. Okay, so ankle arthritis, pretty common problem. People always like to start with like the less serious stuff and go to the more serious stuff as far as treatment. So let's talk a little bit about what ankle arthritis is and how we can deal with it non-operatively at first.
Absolutely. So I think ankle arthritis is growing. There's a lot more ankle arthritis. It's more prevalent that we see it more and more. In terms of like stats, you would say probably about 30 people for every 100,000. It's about 1% of our global population. And as we age, as we see with other joints like knee and hip arthritis, ankle joints are also wearing out. Essentially, ankle arthritis is where the joint starts to wear out. The cartilage thins out. People's joints become more stiff, more pain, and that's usually what we end up seeing in our office quite frequently.
Okay.
So is there more people getting it and we're diagnosing it more? I think it's a combination of both, or is it just more people are just getting ankle arthritis because of activity?
I think it's a combination of both. I think definitely we identify it more. It's something that is being looked after more and more as we see it. But I think definitely people are getting it more. People are more active, joints start wearing out, as we see in other joints, like I said. So I think it's definitely something we've identified, and now we have a lot of things that we could do to manage it.
And so when it comes to ankle arthritis, just so people know, it's where your tibia and your fibula, or your shin bone, meets your talus, or that block that kind of connects our leg to our foot.
Right.
Okay.
It's the hinge joint kind of at the bottom of the line. Where a lot of load goes through that. About 4 to 8 times your body weight in terms of load can go through your ankle joints. Definitely increases with activity. Just by standing, you do put a lot of pressure in that joint. So it tends to wear out quite frequently.
It's a relatively small joint too for taking that much body weight if you think about it.
Yeah, 100%.
And usually when they get this, how are they gonna show up? What's it gonna feel like to the patient? How are they gonna know if they have ankle arthritis?
Yeah, so I think the most common thing is pain. So patients come and say, hey doc, I got pain in my ankle. It's hard, I can't do my work. I can't do the activities I want, or it hurts more at the end of the day. There's some swelling associated with it as well, some stiffness that can happen. But those are kind of the big symptoms that patients tend to complain about.
Okay.
For diagnosis, after a physical exam, you look for that swelling and stiffness. I guess x-rays are your go-to for diagnosis.
Yeah, so x-rays, 100%, that'd be the first thing to start with. As foot and ankle surgeon, we always like weight-bearing x-rays because it really shows us the big picture. There's some different types of views that we also get. Hind foot alignment views, where we try to see, is there any other problem going on? So the whole thing with ankle arthritis is it just in isolation, or is there another joint that's arthritic as well? Is there any deformity that's associated with it? So it's not just a clear cut one thing. So we have to kind of take the whole picture when we do assess a patient with that.
And when we talk about the causes of ankle arthritis, is it just, hey, you're getting old, your ankle's wearing out?
Yeah, so you could get what we call primary osteoarthritis. That would probably be not the most common, but it can happen. I would say about 10% of the patients. The most common thing is post-traumatic. So people who've had an injury, bad ankle sprains, chronic instability. The big thing is a fracture. We tend to tell them they could develop post-traumatic osteoarthritis.
Okay.
And that's usually the leading culprit to it.
Post-traumatic.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's so common, ankle injuries. If you look at sprains, oh my God, even fractures are so common.
A lot of missed sprains too that lead to that instability. Like I said, that could lead to, excessive wear, eccentric loading of the joint, which means the joint starts wearing out more and more, and then could lead to that post-traumatic degenerative change in the joint.
All right. Let's treat this bad boy.
So diagnose, you have ankle arthritis. Would you typically be at your family doctor to start, or would you go right to a foot and ankle specialist, or it kind of depends where you are?
No, I think most people would see their family doctor first to say, hey, what's going on with my ankle?
Yep.
They tend to, try different things, maybe, different footwear, a brace, physio without really knowing, maybe look at the x-ray. If it does show degenerative changes, then that's usually where the referral will come to someone like me.
All right, and what's your approach? How do you treat
it? So I think the first thing is to identify the problem, right? So, let's just say we want to just treat it as in general sense. Proper footwear, something comfortable and supportive, that's a big thing. You could try ankle bracing to try to lock the ankle to avoid excessive motion, which could lead to some offloading.
Okay.
The other big thing is weight. So I usually say weight control is a big thing. Like I mentioned, it's about 4 to 8 times your body weight just by standing. It can increase with activity, or with work, or that functional limitations that can happen with that as a result. So I think the big thing is the weight control. As we put on the weight, that excessively increases the load, which could lead to more pain and more symptoms.
Right.
So if we could control the weight, that's one of the key things. After that, proper fitted orthotics could sometimes be helpful. Someone has more of a collapsing arch or high arch where we want more stability. That could offload also the loading of the joint itself.
Yeah.
Physiotherapy could be one thing if we're talking about, you know, stiffness and, you know, tightness in certain muscles. That could help with some fluidity in the ankle as well, which could also decrease the load, which is helpful at times. And then we're getting into like medications and things. So anti-inflammatories, that could be oral medications,
yes.
Some pain medication as well. Obviously, we try to avoid all that stuff if we can. There's some topical creams or anti-inflammatory creams that we sometimes try as well to see if patients do get some topical benefit. Again, that doesn't cure the problem. It just helps offset and take away some of that pain.
And I think that's a good point. So everything that you've talked about so far, we're not trying to reverse the arthritis. That would be nice if we could.
Yeah.
But really, we're just trying to improve your symptoms so you can do more stuff with less pain.
100%. I think the big thing is ankle arthritis or any arthritis, we haven't found that cure. How do we just reverse that process? I mean, we haven't been that advanced in our medicine yet. And then same thing with the ankle joint, right? We haven't found that specific kind of miracle wonder treatment for that. But once the arthritis is there, it's irreversible. It doesn't go backwards. So we try to manage it. So I think the other thing after that, like I said, the topical creams, it could be an oral medication. That's where we sometimes get into injections if that doesn't work. That's a little bit more invasive. There's different injections that we do. There's corticosteroids, there's hyaluronic acid injections, there's combination of those.
Yeah.
There's more natural anti-inflammatories like blood products, like platelet-rich plasma or PRP, and various products like that.
In terms of ankle arthritis, and you mentioned footwear, is that one of the things, one of the conditions where you say don't walk barefoot? You know what I mean? Does that make a difference? You should always be wearing good shoes. Or people often ask, you know, is it okay to walk barefoot in the house?
Yeah.
Or just with a socked foot or with ankle arthritis, should you just always be wearing some kind of footwear?
It really depends, right? I don't think always wearing footwear is sustainable, right? Like at some point, you're going to have to be barefoot. But, well, some people wear their shoes in the bed, I guess. But I think that's a little tricky, right? It depends on what sets off your symptom. Right, I think the whole barefoot, non-barefoot, wear shoes, that would be to each their own. If you're comfortable in footwear or in a specific type of shoe and you feel like that's something you could do at home, then fine. But I think at the end of the day, it's what's triggering the symptom and what is your symptom.
Right, so
and then that's how you can
fits,
measure.
If the shoe fits, wear it. Kind of.
There you go.
Oh my. And I guess if you had like a fallen arch or some type of specific deformity that you're correcting with either the shoe or the orthotic or your brace, that would maybe make a difference. I guess you couldn't really wear your orthotic without a shoe. You just wrap tape it on.
You'd look funny. Yeah. Real slippery.
When it comes to injections, let's talk a little bit about that. So when that happens, that would usually be done by a specialist, I'm assuming. Ankle injections are not totally straightforward. Are you doing it just by palpation, identifying the specific spot, or is it ultrasound guided?
I mean, you could do it either or. I think for the most part, yes, I do agree that someone who has the knowledge of the joint itself would be probably the best person to do the injection. You want to make sure you're in the joint.
Right.
So, I mean, if someone's less experienced, the ultrasound can help for that and make sure that they're actually inside the joint itself to get the max benefit of the medication. I personally do it blind by feel.
Right, because you're in the joint all the time. You're someone who's intimately familiar.
Landmarks, there's a process that I do to make sure that we're in it, but definitely ultrasound can help and aid with the precision and accuracy of the injection.
And if someone has an injection and they get good relief, A, what's the goal? And I know the answer is going to be variable, but how often can they have them? Can they have them over and over again as a way to try to delay it?
Like we do with any other joints, right? Like, I mean, the injection, again, is not the solution to the problem to fix it. It could just be something to help patients take the edge off and manage it, right? If you get really good relief from that and we're not ready for a big surgery, which we haven't talked about yet, but then we could technically keep doing that as a treatment, right? To manage the symptoms, to allow them to get through their, whether it be work, activities, or even through their day. I tend to say 4 to 6 months is my kind of cutoff. I don't like to do it more than that. So two to three injections a year, that'll be my max.
Right.
The other thing too is if we're starting to see it less and less effective, then that's where we need to think outside the box and say, okay, what else could we now do, right?
I think that's an important point, is that nothing is reversing the process. These are all symptom control. And why that's important is because there is a lot of stuff online talking about rebuilding your cartilage. either supplements that rebuild your cartilage or injections that rebuild your cartilage.
Or that feed from, it's Germany. I get people asking me all the time, have you heard this new thing from Germany? Yeah. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
There is nothing right now that will rebuild your cartilage, and cartilage loss is the hallmark of osteoarthritis. That's one. Yeah. And two, the other thing that we get asked a lot about is stem cells. Well, what about stem cells? Stem cells. And as far as I know, the evidence still does not support
We're not there yet. I think there's still a lot of work to be done. Definitely there's more innovation in that respect. If and when we get there, then that would change definitely how we would treat any joint arthritis, right?
Right. But suffice to say, it's not there yet. Right now, there's no injection, there's no stem cell that's going to rebuild your cartilage.
Yeah, and my approach is really you could manage the problem or you could treat it. And by treat it, that's where surgery comes in.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole separate video on that part for sure. I think that's a great summary of an approach. So if you're living with it, first of all, know that it's common. Mm-hmm. And also know that there are some significant beneficial solutions that are available to you. So talk to your family doctor, your healthcare provider to go over these. And if you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel, share it with someone that you know that has ankle arthritis.
And remember, you are in charge of your own health. Dr. Rohrer, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me again.
I'll see you next time.